You having a good day? Congratulations to everybody at National Zoo. Everybody feels real paternal today because, we gave birth. I say we because it's our zoo. It's our community. We gave birth to a baby pygmy hippopotamus. How do you say that word? Hippopotamus. Yeah, they done gave birth to that thing, and it's very rare, these pygmy hippopotami. And now we got one at the zoo, and everybody's running around excited. Before too long, you'll be able to go see Mama and little baby. They got a picture of it in the paper. It looks a little nasty. It looks like it's glistening. Oh. So apparently it was shortly after expulsion. Yeah, they got that got that baby hippopotamus. So, it's an endangered African mammal, it says here. First hippo born in a decade at the zoo. So it's very pretty excited about it. We wish him congratulations. I don't think I'll be going to the zoo. I don't know. I like the zoo. It's okay, but I had some bad experiences there with my daddy. I remember one time I went to the zoo with daddy. We're standing there. Daddy's looking at this elephant, and he says, "Yeah, my daddy's a sick man. You gotta forgive him." But we're standing there looking at this elephant. Daddy looks at me and says, "Boy, can you imagine the hydraulics on that thing?" I said, "Daddy, please, Daddy, I don't want it." He said, "Well, just imagine. What do you think we're talking? 2 feet? 3 feet?" I said, "Daddy, I don't know." He said, "Well, you should know, boy. It's important. Don't you care about animals?" I said, "Yeah, I care about animals. I care about where they live, what they eat. I like to know their instincts." He said, "Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure. The instincts on that thing." I said, "Daddy, for crying out loud." He said, "Boy, I need to know." I said, "Why do you need to know, Daddy?" He said, "Because it's important." I said, "Daddy, the only thing important about knowing that is if you're going to be on the receiving end of it. I don't plan to be, so I don't care." He said, "Well, boy, if you ain't got an inquiring mind, that's your problem. But I care. I want to know the length and breadth." I said, "Oh, give me a break." Yeah, he said, "Boy, go ahead and ask the zookeeper." I said, "I ain't. What, you want me to go up to the zookeeper and say, 'Excuse me, sir, but I'd like to ask you a question about the elephant. Could you tell me the amount of hydra—'" "What, are you crazy, Daddy? He'll think I'm nuts." He said, "Boy, well, I know you're nuts. So go up there and tell him." I said, "I ain't going up there." He said, "Well, boy, if you ain't going to ask for me, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out for myself. I'm going to visually inspect." I said, "Daddy. Well, I said, I've been looking, Daddy. I can't tell what it is." He said, "Well, of course you can't tell. Boy, he ain't fired up. Tell you what, go into the mammal cage there. I seen the man mopping the floor. And if he's done, grab that mop with the long handle on it." I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "Just get the mop, boy." I went in there and I got that mop and I came out. And Daddy looked over his shoulder. He grabbed that mop, stuck it through the cage. And he started to give that elephant a little coochie coochie goo. I couldn't. I said, "Daddy." He said, "Come on, elephant. What you got now? What you got?" He said, "Boy, stand back. We don't know how long." I said, "Daddy, for crying out loud, you are the sickest man I have ever seen in my whole life, and I am embarrassed to be here." He said, "Shut up, boy. You don't like it? Then get away." I said, "All right, I will get away, Daddy. I will get away." Wouldn't you know, I turned to walk away, and there's the zookeeper standing there with a policeman looking at Daddy with that long-handled mop sticking through the cage, tickling that elephant. Well, I froze. I just froze in my tracks. I knew I was going to be arrested as accomplice for something. And Daddy turned around, and he didn't bat an eye. I guess that's where I get my quick wit from, is my daddy. Because there's that policeman standing there. There's that zookeeper. There's Daddy, red-handed, with his mop in his hand, sticking right there at the elephant. The lawman looked at Daddy and said, "What the hell you think you're doing, mister?" Daddy just smiled and said, "Well, officer, I was just helping out. That elephant just had the nastiest BM I ever saw, and I thought I'd help him tidy himself up a little bit."
Kiss X.